This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with hosts Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm gonna make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Aileen.
And we're back. We're having quite a morning. We just had an awesome interview with Dr. Mamina and we love her and I'm feeling inspired to like fix my skin again.
Your skin looks great, at least through the Zoom.
Thank you. Well, there is a filter on the Zoom. You know, it's like the look great filter.
The beauty filter.
The beauty filter.
Yes. I loved her insights. Like she actually shared every single product she uses through her own skincare routine, which is very rare to hear from a doctor, right?
Right, totally. Well, here so, you get all the 411. Exciting news is that I am leaving for vacation today. And I'm like, this is my list.
I love how I didn't say anything. You just go, right, I need to talk about my vacation.
Yeah, no, I'm just telling you, like, I'm leaving. So, not gonna, well, today, when I see you next, you're gonna be a mother. So, I mean, you already are.
Knock on wood. Let's not, I don't like those kinds of
okay.
Statements. Take it out. Okay, right. So you're leaving today. Your flight is today, literally.
Yeah,
today. So, you're in like flight brain right now.
I'm in flight brain, yeah.
Yeah, you mean,
and you're like, asking me to podcast.
And you're anticipating leaving for the airport, which is such like a mood.
Yeah, you know, my pre-flight chest palpitations could start at any moment.
Oh, so, they haven't started. Okay, so let's do this episode before they start.
Okay, great. But I just have to do the morning announcements while they're happening.
Oh, that's okay. That's short. How we have some non-scale wins today. Guess what? Surprise, surprise. And we have a Dear DST because it is Thursday's episode. And let's share. Today, Sammy and I have a joint non-scale win. We discussed it in advance.
We did.
And that non-scale win is that we promised you we would do it. And we did a DST Peloton ride.
I loved that. I actually feel like if we did that more frequently, I would go on the Peloton more frequently. Like knowing that I had to do it, otherwise you would all notice I was not there. It would look really weird.
Same, literally yeah. Same. I was like, oh, what are some excuses I could come up with?
You have like a great excuse. I was like, Aileen could totally say she's pregnant. I have nothing. Like, you know?
Yeah, but I was like, you know what? I need to show up for the DSTers. I can't back out. What kind of message does that send? I was at the bottom of the leaderboard, but I didn't give a shit because
I was just like,
oh, I'm going. But I was sweaty and I loved it. It was so fun.
It was really fun.
A lot of people messaged us saying, thank you so much. I wouldn't have done it today if we didn't have this. So we should do it again.
Yeah, I feel like maybe we could make it like, I don't want to commit yet to making it like a weekly or a bi-weekly thing, but we could commit to maybe like a monthly. And we'll do one the week that I get back. And like, I don't know if you'll be ready to go on a Peloton at that point. Yeah.
It's not like a ready thing. I won't be allowed.
Oh, right. That too. So yeah, we'll see. We'll keep you posted. We'll try to do it again. It was really fun. So
fun. And send us classes so we can like log some really good ones that you love that you'd want to redo with like the team. Cause it's team DST.
Yeah.
All right. So that's our non-scale wins. And my specific one was that I didn't cancel.
Yeah, that's
we spit. Did it, but also I didn't cancel because I was really thinking about it. Let's, you want me to read the listener non-scale win for this week?
Yes.
Hi guys, my non-scale win, no compliments, just straight to the point.
So rude. Is this?
My non-scale win is this week, wait, no. My non-scale win this week is that I've broken the habit of weighing myself all the time and never weigh myself anymore. But this week, something came up where I had to. And while I couldn't resist knowing, when I did find out what the number was, even though it was quite a bit higher than I thought it would be, I no longer have that deeply emotional reaction to where I'm sad and mad and feel like the failure and want to do everything in my power to make the number smaller right away. Wow, that was a long sentence, but I understand. I just saw the number, saw that it was higher than I thought it would be, and then I thought to myself, I feel good and I'm happy. This is the first time I've ever had a reaction like this to weighing myself when the number was higher than I expected. I'm so proud of myself. Love. No more Wade. I'm making this one up.
She didn't give herself a name.
Let's make one up. Non-scale bitch.
Okay, great. Go. Love that.
Love non-scale bitch.
Yeah, no, that's a huge win. That literally is so much progress. Like, I know she just like wrote, like, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't seem like it's like a huge deal, but this is like the biggest deal, literally, because like that would torture so many of us in the past and lead to like extremely restrictive behavior and more self-sabotage. And like, that is so amazing that you like were confronted with that and you still felt like content with yourself.
Right. Because like the weight is really just a number. It doesn't always mean something. Even for me, I was thinking about it like, because I think this whole last, haven't done much muscle work. So I think I lost a lot of my muscle strength and that shows up on the scale. Like that might look like I've lost, I don't have as much weight because muscle weighs more, but it doesn't even, you know what I mean? Like it, had I been in a different mentality though, that would really mess with me.
Right. Right. Totally.
So it doesn't always mean, it doesn't mean anything except like just data.
Exactly.
But it takes a really long time to get that emotional factor out of it.
But it's really amazing that you have clearly made a lot of progress there.
Congratulations, non-scale bitch, that we've dubbed you. Yes. Non-scale bitch. Have you weighed yourself in a, like, what's your relationship?
I just mostly avoided it entirely. I honestly think I like intentionally / unintentionally threw out the scale while we were moving. Like I just saw it at the bottom of the box and I was just like, I'm going to throw this box away. I was like, I'm not going to take it out. I'm just going to throw it away.
Okay. And that's fine. And if you ever need one in the future, you'll just get.
I'll literally just go to the gym in the building and weigh myself. Like it's exactly. Not. Or like, in any hotel, they have a scale, or like, I'm sure I will encounter many scales. It going to the doctor. I have to weigh myself for that, for the anesthesia for my egg retrieval.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, it will have to be for then.
I have to now weigh myself every single week.
And do you know the weight?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
And I'm
but
fine.
At least you know it's like baby, it's like your baby. It's the weight.
Yeah, but it's still, I know a number and I know that literally, I know that like once this baby comes out, everything goes well, knock on wood, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then, you know, then you're left with, then you don't have to go back to weigh yourself. Now you're just like, do I?
Right.
And so those thoughts come swirling back. Like I'm nervous about like the protection that I've sort of had. This last,
I see what you mean.
9 months. And now I'm like sort of left on my own to like have to deal with the weight change
without the baby,
like inside. So that's going to be a new battle. Aileen will have to face. We'll have to battle
alone, but
alone without the baby,
but not inside. Alone because I'll be here and so will the EST community.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
All right, let's do, dear DST Sammy, do you want to read this one?
I know that you, I just have to say, I will read it, but I know that you purposely took the non-scale win reading because you saw how long the dear DST was, didn't you?
Normally, yes, but I didn't see it because my browser was scrolled to only like two paragraphs of Dear DST to get the whole non-scale win and Dear DST in one window. So now that I'm looking at it, I'm very happy I took the non-scale win.
Lucky you. Okay. All right. I'll take it. Dear DST. Hi, Sammy and Aileen. Oh, she comes with an intro, so that's at least some of the content. I love DST since discovering it earlier this year, and I'm so grateful for you girls speaking truthfully about what it's like to be a woman in our diet-saturated world. I'll get to my problem. I moved away from home right before the pandemic started. The combination of living 1,000 miles away from home and the stress of COVID, I think, caused me to gain about 30 to 35 pounds. I have chronic health problems and have been tested for a million things, hoping there's a medical explanation for the weight gain, but everything has come out negative. I guess that's a good thing, but in some fucked up way, I kind of hoped I had a problem I could have solved easily. My friends are all pretty fit. They're beautiful and I love them, and they are some of the best friends I've ever had. My problem is this. When we go out together or even just hang for nights in, they always immediately compliment each other upon greeting. They call each other hot and really hype each other up. I'm a hype woman too and definitely get on the compliment fest, but I literally never get anything back.
Oh no.
That's so sad. Ugh, okay. I might not feel so hurt by this if it hadn't been my life story basically since high school. I've always felt like my friends are so pretty and have always voiced my compliments freely. So does everyone else, but friends just don't call me pretty, hot, beautiful, anything. I try not to be so affected by this. I have an amazing boyfriend who loves my body and makes me feel secure. But going through this huge body change throughout the pandemic with a history of not receiving compliments has me feeling pretty shitty, especially about the recent weight gain. How do I deal with this? I hate feeling like I compliment my friends just to get something back because that's not the genuine friend I know I am. But the only affirmations I receive from my friends come way after everyone else has been praised. And it's more like, oh, you look cute too, as an afterthought. This feels so superficial because I feel very appreciated, loved, and valued by my friends in every other way. But I just can't help but feel down on myself in the middle of a night out when we all stand in front of a bathroom mirror with our bodies in a row and everyone else's body is praised. Help? Love y'all.
Oh boy.
I totally feel hurt. Oh my man. Gosh.
I feel so like sad.
I know.
I feel like she's dealing with it pretty healthy.
Yeah. Like the fact that she realizes that she has like other great characteristics and feels appreciated, loved, and valued in every other way is a really good thing. And that's kind of what I want to focus on, because I feel like, yes, all your friends like trade these compliments and like being pretty, beautiful, cute. Those are all things that like we as women have been told like we need to look like, we need to be that. And that's like the most important thing. And I think that maybe trying to shift your focus away from like the lack of those compliments and more towards the wealth of the other compliments that you have and that you feel and the other value that you feel, and like realizing that like that's what really matters. Like, yes, we all love to be called pretty and beautiful and hot and you look skinny and all those things are amazing. But if that ultimately is going to like harm you or like weigh too much, too heavily in your self-esteem, that's really not a good thing. So like, I feel like trying to focus on like how great, like just keep focusing on how great you are in these other ways, because those are the things that really matter. Like, do they compliment each other about like other things, or is it always just that like you look hot or like you look skinny? Like, so try to like maybe think in those terms of just like focusing on the really good things that you do have and the ways that you know you are valued and appreciated and a worthy friend. And like, I know it sucks to like not feel like you're like the one, you're not like one of them in this row of bodies. And like, we totally can relate to that. But I don't know if there's like anything that's worth doing to like get there, you know?
Do you think it's worth her like saying something, but not in a confrontational way?
No, I think maybe a good idea would be to start complimenting your friends for more substantial things. Like, maybe don't tell them that they look cute, and maybe be like, and maybe give a compliment. Maybe stop giving those compliments. Like,
mm-hmm. in those scenarios either. Like when everyone knows it's like, now it's just filler talk.
Right. Maybe just like don't really partake in that, or like maybe at other times or whenever feels right, compliment your friends for things that like matter, like how good a friend they are, like how, I don't know, like how supportive they were, or like how proud you are of anything, like,
or just in general things that they are good at, like, oh, ask them at their job and be like, oh, you're really smart, like I'm so proud of you, like if she says she did something like good at work or school or whatever. But like, don't do it in those moments where it's like everyone is just doing it just to everyone. That's a good path to take, because then you make an intimate connection with someone and they remember that so much more than they remember being called hot one time or like nightly by the same people, because now they think it's an obligation.
Right. The thing with those compliments is that like, they're so shallow and they might be real, but like, they might be true. I mean, but they are like, you need more of them to keep your like compliment high going. Like you, like if you, then it becomes like, if you don't get it, it's like, do I look like shit? Mm-hmm. Like it becomes like so fleeting that you need like to keep your supply going.
Right. And then
you start to value yourself based on how you look only or more.
Exactly. And we're proud of you for sort of recognizing that and saying like, oh, I have a boyfriend who supports me and loves my body. Like those kinds of things are really good, how you put it in perspective and noticing that it's not like the end all be all and that your friends are actually great. So if you do have those like intimate moments where you can say something more personal, non-superficial, like not something about their looks, they'll remember that and they'll be like, oh, and maybe they'll want to say something like another time to you to make you feel good too, because they remembered that moment, because everyone likes to be noticed or like recognized for something that isn't their looks.
Right. Like over time, they might just like get the picture, like without you having to like say it.
Exactly. Ever. Exactly. Like take it in your own hands without being... the worst advice I would say would be like, but funny advice would be like, start giving yourself compliments. Hey, blank, let's say your name is
they
something.
Might just be like, she's so weird. No, she's acting,
I know,
so
I know
weird.
It's not a good advice, I'm just kidding, but like imagine if she did too.
Yeah, I see that.
you're hot. Well, I'm really hot. Or like, oh, Thanks. Your jeans look so good. Oh, thanks. Let's just start talking to yourself. But no, don't do that. But try the approach of...
Aileen's created a very elaborate fantasy all of a sudden.
I like imagining scenarios that are hilarious.
Yeah, no, that would be pretty funny. But
I would maybe focus, try the tactic of like giving like one off meaningful compliments privately, but without being creepy.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be like all the time. It's just like
all of them come together because you do it all at once.
Yeah.
No. And all of them are like, is she like me?
Here's the thing. We can give the advice, but we can't really tell you exactly how to carry it out. Like you got to feel it out on your own. You got, I think this girl's like pretty, she's with it. Like I can tell from her email, she's with it. I think she'll know how to dole out the compliments without being weird about it.
I would be so weird about it. Like, I would be like the creepiest.
Okay, do you remember when we saw...
People will think that I'm hitting on them.
Just on that topic, do you remember when we saw our like executive coach with Jordana, and she like made us practice giving ourselves compliments, and like it was truly so awkward.
Yeah,
us complimenting each other was incredibly awkward. I don't know why.
Then it got easier. After
it did
the
get
first
easier,
time. But. I'm just imagining like in my personal life, if I just like took someone aside, like you're so smart.
I'll take some, you don't need to take them aside. It's like, it's more like you could even do it like via text, you know, it doesn't even need to be like in person. Like,
yeah,
you could like, if someone tells you something or like, I don't know, you see something on their fucking Instagram or they tell you something or they are nice to you about something and you can just be like, thank you. You know, it can literally be so simple.
Yes,
like,
yes,
let's say they say something nice. You can
don't
be like,
overthink things
thank
like
you
like
for
I do.
Being supportive. Like, that's literally it. It could just be one sentence. It doesn't need to be like, you know, you are like, you don't need to write them a love letter. Like, I think Aileen's like envisioning like a very serious.
I'm just cracking up.
I'm picturing just like.
Yeah, no, just a casual comment that is meaningful. Keep it breezy. That is meaningful to that person that they'll remember.
Exactly.
In a non-creepy way.
I don't know what kind of compliments you are like used to getting.
None. No, I'm just kidding. No, but good luck. We feel you. We're sorry. We feel you. Well, I'm just really like clowny today. We're sorry that this is like happening, but just know that these people, like, while they're really good friends, they're probably just now they need this. And maybe they think that you don't need it. That's another.
Maybe. Or they're just like a maybe. Yeah.
Who knows? We don't know. We don't know them. We don't know their lives. Anyway, guys, send us your dear DSDs at dsd@betches.com. Yes, that's where you can email us. And you can also DM us at Diet Starts Tomorrow. You can follow me at Aileen. You can follow Sammy at Sammy. And don't forget to please go leave us a review if you like this show, and subscribe. Just click the subscribe button. It's really easy. Do the same on Spotify. And we're still doing DSD Back for Seconds. It's going strong. We love doing our bonus episodes. We have really good ones coming up. And
the one we recorded last week, like, I'm still thinking about it. Are you?
Yeah, because I had a vulnerability hangover and like texting you like a psycho. You're like, it's fine, it's fine.
She's playing it cool. Aileen plays it cool.
I'm over it. I'm just gonna let it go and just it'll just go out. But you get bonus episodes from us and you get them all ad free and you get all of the episodes, including the non Back for Seconds ones, a day early. And why not? Just do it. It's exciting and we appreciate it because it supports the show. And we love you. So that is all from us today. We're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like homestyle meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.